Ukraine's deputy prime minister says an Easter truce is over. The government is relaunching what it calls anti-terrorist actions. Ukraine intends to clear buildings in the east occupied by pro-Russian militants. Russia has a different view of this situation, and today Russia called for Ukraine to remove its troops from some of its own territory. The Russians demand that Ukrainian forces abandon the region where pro-Russian groups are active. Now, in one of these contested towns, the government says two bodies were found. They were allegedly tortured, and one of them was a local pro-Ukrainian politician. The town is called Slovyansk, and it's one of the places visited by NPR's Eleanor Beardsley.
When we set off for the town of Slovyansk a few days ago, we were forewarned of the checkpoints and roadblocks, and we were ready for the pro-Russia armed masked men we knew were occupying the administrative building. They were actually well-organized and polite. The next day, we head to Yanakiva, the hometown of Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych, who was ousted by massive protests in Kiev in February. I'm standing in the center of Yanakiva, and my first thought is it's grim. A huge metalworks factory dominates the center of town with belching smokestacks. Yanukovych made his name in this industrial city, climbing the ladder of Ukrainian politics. We've come to find out if he's perceived as a hero or a corrupt leader. 52-year-old Sergei Temkin says Yanukovych is a product of the Ukrainian system.
He's not the first one, and we had a lot of kind of people like Yanukovych. For these 20 years in our country, poor people became more poor, rich people became richer.
In the town's central plaza, beside the statue of Vladimir Lenin, city worker Svetlana Manuhita is planting roses. Oh, you're an American, she says, smiling. Did you bring NATO with you?
President Yanukovych, yes.
Manuhita says the handsome Yanukovych was a wonderful president, and she'll support him forever. And the millions of dollars he allegedly stole from the Ukrainian people? All lies, she says. Leaving the square, we head up to the town hall, which turns out to be occupied. The mood here is different. There are no sandbags or guns, but there is no organization either. A motley crew of inebriated young men is in charge here. They're playing patriotic music and want to know why we're there. When a distinguished-looking elderly gentleman emerges from the town hall, we want to talk to him. 83-year-old Fyodor Ivanovich knew Yanukovych and begins to tell us about him. But the guys guarding the building want to stop the interview. Ivanovich continues. But now the young men turn up the music until my translator, Zhenya, and I can no longer hear Ivanovich.
That's the Russian national anthem, right?
Yes, it is.
What does he think of his town hall? They're turning up the Russian national anthem.
Ivanovich tells us Ukraine should be united and for everyone, and with that, we quickly leave town hall. There is a lawless, uncertain feeling in eastern Ukraine right now. Combine that with a depressing industrial landscape and poverty, the feeling is dark. It can also feel absurd at times. We stop at Viktor Yanukovych's former school, a gleaming American-style building in the middle of a poor neighborhood of peasant huts and rutted, unpaved roads. Inside, an officious administrator tells us we can visit, but we must first get approval.
I love it. We have to get permission to see the school from the occupied building that we just fled.
We decide not to risk it and instead head off to look for Yanukovych's boyhood home.
Is that it, Zhenya?
It is.
The house and roof are rotting away.
There's not much to say. It's an abandoned house. And there's a dead dog and trash in the yard. Oh, God.
Добрый день.
Добрый день.
Здравствуйте.
78-year-old neighbor Галина Ivanovna remembers Yanukovych.
Конечно, гордились. Конечно, гордились.
Yes, we were proud of him, she says. He wasn't a bad man, just a little weak. If he'd have been more manly, none of this would have ever happened. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Donetsk.